40. Dad. Stop thinking that you've got to do everything and you've got to help every single one and comfort them and nurse them and feed them and figure things out for them. They've got the Word. They've got the Lord. They've got His Spirit. Teach them to pray. Teach them to hear from the Lord. Teach them to have faith. Lead them to the Lord and let them work together and find the way that seems right to them. They do really love the Lord. They might not always do the right thing, but they love Jesus and they're trying to serve Him the best that they can. You've got to let the Spirit shepherd them a bit too. You've got to let some of their experiences shepherd them a bit. You can't always be a buffer for them. Sometimes you have to let them get buffeted because that's how they learn. I know it hurts to see that. I know you don't want them to have to go through that and make mistakes and get hurt and all the rest. But sometimes that's the only way people can learn. Those are the lessons that they really remember. If they insist on going their own way, well, you've got to let them go. Which are the lessons you remember? Aren't they the ones where you really screwed up and maybe hurt people and hurt yourself? You remember those lessons really well, even better than the lessons that you read in the letters or what someone else told you when they tried to protect you from something. Sure, there are going to be mistakes, and things aren't going to work as well as you would like. But they'll grow, they'll be strengthened, and in time they will understand much better. So, let them grow.